Welcome back to the Coliseum. Brewers warm-up here on 620 WTMJ. Finale of the Coliseum for the Brewers and the A's here on this Sunday afternoon. I'm Dominic Catronio. Right now we've got Chris Hook with us, pitching coach of these Milwaukee Brewers. Hooky, let's start with Colin Ray. Code Red has just continued to impress. Works into the seventh inning yesterday. He's got 12 wins. He's got about a 3.5 ERA. I know nobody inside the Brewers organization is surprised, but a lot of folks on the outside are surprised. So why is Colin Ray so successful under your system here with the Brew Crew?
Well, I think he does some of the things that we like pitchers to do. He throws multiple pitches in multiple locations. They have to make tough decisions, and I think that's the one thing that stands out to me for Colin. He's been all in. You know, hey, I'm going to throw the ball in. It could be sinker, it could be cutter, it could be four-seam fastball with lift. You have to make a tough decision. He's done that with all his pitches, and I think that's what gives him the ability to work deep in games and give us a chance to win every time out.
With Colin Ray's season last year, where he was sort of in between, right? He would come up and down. He would have an opener in front of him. He would go two times through the order. Right. To flip that into this, where you can trust him a third time through the order, and what has to happen between the end of last season to now to give him the chance to, hey, we trust you to go a third time through?
Well, I think even in the beginning, before we signed him last year, we knew he has the attributes, the resiliency that you need in a starting pitcher. Like, give up a bomb early, no big deal, move on, right? And I think he's built up enough trust for us and for Murph. He's seen it enough times, like, hey, there may be some time, tough times, you know, middle, early in the game, but we know this guy, we can trust him with controlling a lineup the third time around. Is it difficult for any starter? Yes, for sure. But it's a matter of trust, and it's a matter of, like, Colin maturing as a pitcher. I think, to me, is like, I understand myself a little bit better. Maybe I don't need to go to those pitches that I went to early in the game. Use something different later in the game, and that's maturity and understanding yourself.
We're talking with Chris Hook right now here on WTMJ as we get ready for Brewers and A's. We're looking out here at the Coliseum in quite a pitcher's paradise here, to say the least, get to a couple of games here. When you look at your team, when you look at your starting rotation, all of a sudden you've got a little bit of a depth of arms with Frankie pitching well right now as he goes today. Savali had a good couple turns through the order as well. What do you see from your starting staff, as it is kind of wild to say they've only got like five more starts here down the stretch to determine what you're going to do hopefully in the postseason?
Well, I think, you know, especially with the new guys coming in, we're starting to know them better. I think William, obviously, getting his hands on them during the game, know what they can go to when things are on the line. I think that's really, really important. But also, it's like the work. I mean, we talk about this all the time. Everybody just brushes it aside. It's the daily work. It's the small little incremental changes that we're making on a daily basis. It's the compound interest, I call that. And no one sees that or understands it. Like, why is this guy getting better? Because every day, the attention to detail, it's going on throughout our staff, but particularly with our starters, like, they're making those changes on a daily basis to get better. And hopefully we'll see that as these new guys go along. Like, hey, they're making small little changes that I think will come up a big investment at the end.
We're chatting with Chris Hook here on WTMJ. Hooky, Tobias Myers, as we're watching him, you just watch him throw a bullpen today. And the story of his, you know, April in the show, learning how to be a big leaguer, and it came on really quick for him. And now, all of a sudden, he's been maybe your stabilizing force in this rotation. What a rookie year from Tobias Myers.
Yeah, it's been incredible. I mean, if you go back to last October, early November, when we were talking, oh, this guy may be a big league invite. And again, those guys, we couldn't talk to those guys for like 6 weeks because they weren't on the roster. So it was like conversations like, hey, you could be a part of this, like understanding that, hey, there are going to be changes and you may be a part of this. Like, at least putting the seed in his head, like, be ready. He came into starters camp early. You know, this guy was a leader in our starters camp at the minor league level. Talking to him, understanding he does have the attributes to be a big league starter. The stuff is unique. There's a unique entry angle. There's unique vert. He's got four or five pitches that he can throw at any count. So it's like all these things start adding up. And to me, it's like when he was struggling early, like, if we can just give this guy some time, I think he can do this. And he sputtered a little bit. He got sent out and he came back. I'm like, oh, we got more time. And he just took it and ran with it. And I talk about this a lot, like the resiliency, the competitiveness. Obviously, you have to have stuff at this level. But in the end, those two attributes of having those as a starter are so important. And this kid has them. And I'm like, you know, he's going to go through some. He keeps punching back. And to me, like over the course of time, those two things, if you have competitiveness and you have resilience, it's going to end up being a good thing for you. And we just got to do our job on our end, coaching wise, to help these guys like maximize whatever stuff that they have and then let those things kind of work for themselves.
Enjoy the ride. Chris Hook here on WTMJ. One last look here at the Coliseum, man. It's kind of wild that this is the end for us.
Yeah, I was here in 2019. Playing for the Giants, I didn't get a lot of time to spend over here, but it is. It's refreshing. I always love coming out to the West Coast. There's a different kind of air here, and it's like beautiful weather. It stimulates you, and we know September's around the bend in Wisconsin. It's going to feel like that as well. So we're excited about that.
All right, Chris Hook here on WTMJ joining us. Thanks for the time, Hooky. Safe travels home, and best of luck the rest of the year.
Thank you, Dom.
All right, back with more after this on your home of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ.